What's something that works so well that it's basically magic? Air conditioning, noise-canceling headphones, meeting-free Fridays? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to the other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I think my favorite thing about Shopify is that Shopify is there to help you at every stage of your business. So no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify makes it so easy to give you everything that you need, all the proper tools that you're going to need to successfully grow our business. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/pretty, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/pretty now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/pretty.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi you guys, welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with Yoatsi
and Louie, aka the baddest perra.
Woo! That just came back from
I just came back from Mexico. I have all the special guests.
Welcome to our podcast.
Like, thank you guys. I'm so nervous.
You want a shot?
I'm like, just because I'm shy right now.
No, but I want to know all about Louis' experience in Mexico because I haven't seen him in like, what, a week?
I was going to say, like, it feels a little like weird because we actually pre-filmed our other episodes a little bit. So we technically didn't film for a whole week.
Yeah.
So it felt a little weird, but...
Are you real?
I'm like, hello, are you here?
Nah. He has a little projector of himself. He couldn't make it.
I'm still in Mexico. Like, how you guys?
How you guys? It was all glitching.
It's all green screen.
But I'm glad that you are back.
Yeah.
But before we get into today's chisme,
yeah,
we have to go into the word of the century.
Mexico.
Ay, no, eso está bien fácil.
No, but you know what I was thinking? Because remember how I've told you before that spelling in Spanish is easier because the words are spelled how they sound?
Uh-huh.
Like, am I dumb or like Mexico is one of those words that's not spelled how it sounds? Because it's technically so. Mexico. Right?
But Mexico.
Mexico sounds like with a J. And like if you just spell it out how it sounds, it's like M-E-J-I-C-O. Mexico. Right?
I'm going to blame that on our ancestors.
Ah, bitch.
No, like the people who started Mexico because like... people who were native to, Yoatsi, fun fact.
For real, like,
people who
facts?
Were native in Mexico, they were like Native American. Well, they weren't American, but they were, ¿cómo se llama? Like know. Native Americans. They were from like Mayans and Aztecs and stuff. Uh-huh. So their language and their alphabet had a lot of X's.
Oh.
A lot of X's in their language. And I'm sure they're the ones that were like, Mexico.
That makes sense. Bitch, y'all sound like radio station. Mexico, 103.
Mexico, 102.5. La área de la bahía. Con su host, Luis Castro. Y la bar es perra. Yo a ti.
Bitch, I'm all DJ, all perfect.
They hire me after this.
For real.
Like, come, do it.
They just hear your voice in the back of sound.
They're all going to think I'm a man.
Bitch, for real.
Okay, word of the century, Luis. Is acknowledgement. And this one was given by Peace Love 337.
There's nothing peaceful or lovely about that word.
Acknowledgement.
Okay. So if I break it into two, it's the word acknowledge and meant.
And me.
Okay, so acknowledgement.
Yeah.
A-C-K.
Uh-huh. What was that?
Bitch, I cannot. It's because I
A-C-K.
N.
Mm-hmm.
O.
Yep.
L. O-E-L. W. Mm-hmm. A-C-K-O-W.
Uh-huh.
L.
Mm-hmm.
E.
Mm-hmm.
D.
Mm-hmm.
G.
Uh-huh.
I'm scared.
You got it. You got it.
E. Or did I already say E?
No. Acknowledge.
M-E-N-T.
Perfect.
Acknowledgement.
He broke it down and he got. Why are you looking at us like that, bro? He got it.
That was cool.
We're both dumb.
I know. No, that was
no, cool. You got it.
I ended up just throwing a bunch of words at the end because I was getting
he
scared.
He was like, A, B, C, D, F, G, A, G.
Yeah, I was like, whatever sounds right. L-M-E-N-T.
And before we continue with Mexico, can I tell you a story?
Yeah, good or
did
bad.
Did you watch my Snapchat?
Wait, good or bad?
Annoying.
No. Was okay. This recent?
It literally happened to me today.
You posted today?
Yeah, my Snapchat.
I've been very like, MIA, do not disturb on my phone. So
no, I'm glad
anything.
You didn't see it so I could tell you.
No, I'm scared.
So I went to go work out with my friend Jackie. Uh-huh. And we were working out. It was so cute. And this lady, we see this machine that we wanted to do. And I was like, run, there's no one there.
Yeah.
So we like run to the machine. We didn't see nobody's things or anything on it.
Yeah.
So we go and I'm like, go, go, go. And she like is about to get on it. She gets all cozy. There's a lady like behind us on another machine. She looks at us and she snaps her fingers at us. She's
ew.
Like, hey, get off.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not done. I have one more set there. I have one more set. And we're just looking at each other like, what? Like, we were, like, processing what was going on. Uh-huh. And she was just snapping at us. She's like, hey, I'm not done.
Ew.
I got one more set.
Yeah, don't have viejilla? Or was she like...
She looked like Miss Trunchbull from Matilda.
She like, brings out, like, the heaviest ball.
Basically, she literally had a whole trenza slick back.
Con gel and a hairspray.
Dude, that was Miss Trunchbull. And she was all snapping her fingers at us.
Ew.
And it took me a while to process, but I was also so tired from, like, the workouts I was doing because it was the last thing we were going to do.
Yeah.
So I was like, ugh. So I just, like, mad-dogged her and looked away.
Yeah.
But Jackie was like, that was rude because she said it's so rude. And then she's like, my husband's coming. But the whole time she was just like snapping her fingers at us.
Ew.
Oh, and
like
that
all
gave
of
me like,
were her kids or something.
Yeah,
shit.
That gave me the biggest
yeah,
ick.
Yeah, I was gonna say that gave me like an ick. Like, I'm not even frustrated. I'm just like, ick. Like, ugh.
She
what
could
am
have
I based
like,
on talk to me like that?
She literally could have been like, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I have one more set.
Yeah.
Or like, excuse me, I'm almost done, you know? But nada que ver. She was just like, hey, I have one more set. Get off. My husband's coming. I was like, okay. It was not a vibe. It was gross.
Did you say anything?
I didn't, just because I was so
like,
tired. I was like, I didn't care. I just turned around. But Jackie did say, like, that was rude.
Y no le dijo nada a la viejilla.
No, and then her husband never came, never used the fucking machine. After, because we were in, like, two machines next to her.
Yeah.
She just finished her workout, went back on the machine, did her workout, grabbed her shit, and left.
Ew, but why is that me? I feel like at the gym when shit like that sometimes happens, and I'm like over. I'm like, I don't have the energy to say anything right now.
I was so tired. I didn't care. Ew, but I feel like if I was like fully aware, I probably would have told her something like, can you at least be nice?
Yeah.
But I was too tired. I was like, I don't care, babes.
That happened to me this one day at the gym that I go to. It's not like humongous, but there was this guy where I swear had three machines reserved.
I hate when they
three.
Do that.
And I'm like, dude, finish at least your one. And then like, okay, if you have two, I'll like, yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Three, dude, because like, I really needed the machine. It's that one machine for, what is it called? Like the...
Oh, for your back.
For your back.
Uh-huh.
So I needed it and he was there and then he'd leave and I was about to go, but I saw his shit right there. He'd leave and then he'd go to another like leg machine and then he'd leave and go to another machine. And I was like, bitch, like for a total of like, he probably occupied those three machines for like a total of like 45 minutes. Where I'm like, you could have just finished your one workout and done the other, like one machine at a fucking time.
Yes. There's no gym etiquette sometimes.
I know it's fucking annoying.
Yeah, it was annoying, but whatever. It is what it is. I feel like there's always going to be gym huggers.
Yeah, no, there's always that. That's annoying. Ay, pero una pinche viejilla, yo se le hubiera dicho algo.
Pinche tronchatoro.
I would have still sat and be like, oopsie.
I'd be like, aw, my turn.
Yeah,
well, then you can wait for my three sets.
Like, hace pa' allá. Vámonos.
Muévase.
Yo, I would have hated it. It reminded me of like Kmart when people used to talk to me like that.
What do you mean?
Like, niño, ven, ayúdame.
Oh my
I was like,
God.
Hey,
niño.
Yeah, like that's why when you said like the finger snaps, that would have gave me like an
or
ick.
Hey.
Yeah.
With the little snap.
Ugh, yeah, I hate that.
Like,
me, like,
I'm
a
okay.
Brings me back to my drama.
All right. No more trauma talks. Uh-huh. So how was Mexicali?
No, how Mexicali.
Mexico?
It was so much fun.
I'm jealous.
It was so much fun.
Oh
like
my
I
God.
Literally up to the day of I didn't feel like it was real. Like, I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to Mexico.
Like a little dream vibes.
Yeah. I was so nervous, yet so I think the excitement was more, like, bigger than the nerves. But
oh my God.
I almost missed my flight. That was fucking scary. I literally almost missed my flight. I would have been so pissed because. Leaving. Yeah.
That's, what do you mean?
So, you guys, I was there for a total of 4 days.
Oh, you almost missed your flight back.
No, my flight there.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I was really pissed because every day that I was there, you guys, was planned. Like, my family really wanted to make every second that I was there worth it. And it really was. Like, I feel like there was not a second where I was just like, nah, but. Like, I had something to do every single day. But I was scared that if I missed my flight or even if I got, like, there later, it was going to ruin everything.
Yeah.
But según yo, so the day before my flight, because I was flying out of LAX, which I fucking hate.
FLEX,
I have
bro.
So many horror stories about. Bitch, I can dedicate a whole podcast
that's
about
LAX
horror stories.
Trauma.
I hate that airport. Like, every time I'm going there, I get, like, nervous and anxious. Fucking hate it. But yeah. It's just a mess of a fucking airport. It needs to be 10 times bigger than what it is for it to function well.
Yeah.
But según yo, so that I wouldn't cause myself any stress or anything, I stayed at a hotel right across from the airport the night before.
Oh, okay.
Porque my vuelo was super early. It was not even super early, but like from where we live, I would have had to left my house at 5 a.m.
Ew.
Yeah, so I ended up having to leave I left at 7:30 in the morning. Rather than leaving
de tu hotel.
Yeah, because it was literally like 1 mile away.
Okay.
So
how the fuck were you late?
So I stayed there the night before and I woke up at tiempo and everything, but there was no traffic getting into the airport or anything. But the fucking security line was insane. And not only that, so my tia had told me to go to the airport 3 hours before check-in.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, why? Like, I've been to Mexico before, not to La Ciudad de Mexico. Well, actually, no, yeah, I have. And I was there 3 hours before the last time I went.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, for what? Like, I literally was just sitting there all fucking early, like, yeah, falling asleep. So I ended up wanting to go like just an hour before check-in.
Hijo de tu chingo.
But así siempre lo hago. I always go like 30 minutes before I board.
That makes sense.
But here's where it fucked up because I didn't know. So you know how for our regular flights, you board 30 minutes before?
Uh-huh.
From the, I was flying Aeroméxico.
Uh-huh.
You board an hour before and I didn't know that. So I was at the airport, and as soon as I get there, because I got there an hour before, bitch, as soon as I get there, it says, you are now boarding. So I was like, what the? And there was a huge fucking line. So I literally was so anxious.
Oh my God, Louis.
But I was like, okay, like, I'm hoping that, like, even if I get there the second before, like, I have to get on the plane. So check-in took fucking forever. And then after that, bitch, so you're at, I think our driver dropped us off at the wrong place because I kid you not, I promise you, I ran probably more than a mile. I swear, I freaking llegué a Mexico with fucking shin splints. My feet were hurting.
God.
I ran literally from like one side of the airport to the other side. I had never ran that much in my life,
damn,
probably since high school. And I was running like full fucking speed. And I thought like, I thought all the cardio at the gym was gonna help me out, but it was no, ma'am.
Dude.
I literally cannot even tell you how much I ran that I was just like, oh my God. And I ran so fast because I was so fucking terrified to miss my flight.
Uh-huh.
Y según yo, yo iba bien bañadito, bien arregladito, my hair
done. Llegaste todo sudado, el avión.
I literally got to the door like 2 minutes before they closed the door.
Oh my God.
And I ran so far to the point where I was like, bitch, where the fuck am I? Like, I was at a part of the airport that I had never seen before.
Oh my God.
Y luego estaba yo con más miedo because, you know, I told you the story about where we left Lauro.
Yes.
So I was like, bitch, this is my turn now. Like, I was even more scared because I know they will close the fucking doors on you.
The anxiety I have right now.
Bitch, so I got there like literally 2 minutes before they closed and I was drenched in sweat. Like, because, bitch, I'm a sweaty ass bitch. Like, if I do cardio, I am going to sweat. So, and I was wearing sweats and a hoodie and everything.
Oh,
so I was drenched in sweat.
What'd they tell you when you got there?
Like, now that they just asked me for my stuff, but it was not that cute of a flight because, well, one, I was super anxious running there because I was really scared I was going to miss it.
Uh-huh.
Two, I had been up since, I think I woke up like around 6:40 in the morning. So to get ready, I hadn't ate shit.
Oh,
so
my God.
From 6:40 that I woke up, I didn't eat until I think 1 p.m. here time. So six. So that's like what, 6 hours?
Did you not eat on the flight?
Bam.
Pretzels?
No, pero fuera. They gave me like una pinche galleta, like this small.
What? And you can't buy food?
No. Like, because you know, usually they're like, with like little parts. No, it's because the flight's not that long. It was like 3 hours and 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a 5 hour flight or something.
No, but because it was so early and then like, well, I mean, I'm a breakfast bitch. Like I have to eat my first meal of the day. I can like probably skip lunch, but like I have to have my breakfast or my stomach will be like. Pero luego lo que me ayudó fue my anxiety. So for the first time, I can say things to my anxiety because I was so anxious. Like I was on the flight. I didn't even get to sleep because I was so anxious that like, you know, when you're anxious, you don't even get hungry.
Yeah.
I was terrified. When I got on the plane, I was just so happy that I was on the plane. I was just like, fuck. I was literally waiting for my hunger to kick in. I was just like, fuck. Like, because you guys, once my hunger kicks in, especially breakfast, it's game fucking over. And luego me da la pinche gastritis.
¿Te hubieras dormido?
I tried. I think I did end up sleeping for like 30 minutes max. Okay. But I just kept myself distracted and I watched the movie. But I'm telling you, I was really anxious to finally get there. That like, no me pegó la hambre mucho.
Okay, good.
But I made it on my flight. I didn't eat shit. And then I finally landed and no me dio la hambre up until I literally sat down at my family's house.
I tengo hambre.
Well, I saw the food and I was like,
Oh, they had food for
you. Yeah, they did.
So who picked you up?
Mi tío Oscar.
Oh, mi tío Oscar. Oscar.
Y mi tía Judy. Yeah, they picked me up.
Oh, my God. I can't
believe it. It was so cute. Ooh, and then at the airport, I was kind of shocked, but there was like a lot of people who recognized me at the airport.
Really?
Yeah, even some of the people that work at the airport.
Oh, shit.
I landed in La Ciudad de Mexico, what was it called? Benito Juarez Airport. And there were like a lot of people that recognized
San
me.
San Juan Bautista Airport?
I'm all back in Watsonville. Yeah, so like a lot of people like recognized me, so that I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, because I feel like I do speak Spanish, you guys, but like even for like our family that's in Mexico, like, they say that, like, they watch us, but they don't understand what we're saying. They're like, I understand when you guys throw in, like, the Spanglish, but not, like, full on.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't really expecting people to, like, fully. Well, I'm sure, like, even if they see me, they never really paid attention.
Yeah.
But there were quite a few people who asked me for, like, a picture that I was kind of shook.
Wow. I love that.
And then there was this other guy. I forgot his name. I think it was, I think they said it was Josue.
An influencer?
No, so this guy, so there was somebody else right behind me when I was waiting for my baggage.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people were asking him for a picture. Ya está grande el señor.
Oh,
and
what?
I was like, who is he? So I was like trying to like peek, but like even the workers were also asking for a picture. A lot of people were coming up to him and he looked really nice, like really approachable. And he had hella luggage. He had like 8 luggages.
Damn. So I was like, he's all moving?
Well, I was like, is he doing like a show or something? Y luego cuando me recogió mi tío y mi tía, they were like, did you see blah, blah, blah? I want to say his name was Josue, but I don't remember. It was something with a J.
So my tío's also recognized.
Yeah, they recognized him. And I was like, oh, I was like, no, they're like, did you see blah, blah? And I was like, no. And they're like, he was at the airport. And I was like, a ver, showed me a picture. And I was like, oh, yeah, he was right behind me. I was like, a lot of people are asking for a picture. Who is that? And I guess it's this guy who does stories about like aliens. If you guys know who I'm talking about, please comment it down below. But I guess according to himself, like he says he's an alien.
Ay, me really, dio escalofrío.
Yeah.
No.
Like
ay,
he does.
No, me dio cosa, ya me voy.
Like I don't think he does conspiracies. He does nothing but like, I don't know if they're a radio show. Sorry, you guys, like I don't fully remember, but he talks nothing other. All he talks about is like aliens and like his experiences with aliens that he's seen, that he has like actual aliens. And, like, he documents and talks about all of this. If you guys know exactly who I'm talking about, please comment because I want to, like, look into it.
So, is he from L.A.?
No, I guess he had an interview in L.A. So, he flew from LAX back to, I don't know if he resides in Mexico, but I'm assuming he did.
Mande mi información because Pretty Not Smart needs to have him on.
Ah,
now.
For real?
Dude,
no, but when my tios were telling me, I was like, wait, I want to, like look into it because my tio was saying that he's talked about him being approached by aliens and that he is an alien and that he can communicate with aliens, like all these things.
Stop. I'm so scared.
Oh, Jaime. Yeah, Alex found him.
Jaime?
Jaime what? Jaime Maussan. A ver,
Jaime Maussan. Hola, somos Yoatzi y Luis Castro. Si quieres estar en nuestro podcast,
look,
te volamos aquí.
Look, he even hit like a million recently on YouTube. He has his little plaque.
Oh my God, that's so cool. Mándenle esto a Jaime.
Jaime Maussan. Jaime Maussan. So maybe ask you guys his parents and they'll tell. Because even I told my parents. What? My parents were like, what? No way. So like, look, all he dedicates is about like ovnis.
Don Jaime es extraterrestre.
Yeah, it was. Huh? I know, that's what Yati said. Yati was like, let's have him on the podcast. But that was really cool.
That's cool.
And like, because I love things like that, like I was really intrigued.
Me in the mornings.
So, babe, so I definitely want to like try to search him up and just listen to his stories. And
that's really cool.
See what information. But I should have asked him for a picture. I just didn't know who he was.
You should have. It could have been for the potty.
I know. That would have been sickening. But I was right behind him. He seemed really nice.
So my tios picked you up.
Mm-hmm.
Y luego.
And then from there, we drove to my abuelita's house. My abuelita and my, ¿cómo se dice? Como
tatarabuelita.
No, that's your great-great, grandma. It's bisabuelita. Yeah, right? Bisabuelita.
Something like that. Your great grandma.
I went to my grandma and my great grandma's house. Oh. And it was so cute. So this is the first time that I ever meet my grandma from my mom's side. And yes. My great grandma also from my mom's side. And it was such a surreal moment. I was like,
how did you feel, Louie?
I think I was so happy, you guys, because it's like an extension of my mom.
I was going to say, like, did you feel like my mommy in there?
Yeah, like I hugged her. And like, I don't know how to explain to you guys. Like, I would never, like, this is not the feeling that I expected to get when I got there.
Yeah.
But it was this feeling of like hugging another piece of my mom that made me like, because that's how it is. Like, I feel like that's how our parents see us. Like, this is a piece of me, like how they see us.
Yeah.
Because obviously they birthed us.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, maybe because I don't fucking have kids. I don't have any of that sense of like, that's a piece of anybody. But yeah. When I hugged my grandma, like I felt that like full circle moment. Like, aww. I was like, oh, you're my mom's mom.
My mom's mom.
Yeah, because I know the love that I have for my mom. So aww. I feel like I can see how the love that my mom had for her mom. Wait, something fell.
What?
Oh, my phone. So hugging her just felt like so like, oh my God, like I can't believe this.
And you know what? And I feel like my grandma also mm-hmm. felt that. Like she probably felt like she was hugging my mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our mom.
Okay. That's literally the perfect way to put it. Because I felt like the middleman. All right. Uh-huh. I just felt like I was the only thing that was connecting them in that moment. Aww. So it made me feel like, and my mom and my dad were so excited for me to go to Mexico.
I was so excited for you too. Like it was so crazy to me.
Yeah. And even insane. To like my parents that like, well, finally being there and like, and my mom even told me before I left, she's like, please give my mom like a really big hug. Aww. That I felt like that like connection. I don't know. It was really, really beautiful.
And like, how did you feel with our great grandma?
Well,
because that's like, to me, I don't know if you realize how insane it is that she is. It's like another generation mm-hmm, of us. Yeah. One more piece of us.
Yeah.
And well, she's still here with us.
And like, exactly like what you're saying, because you guys, our great grandma is 91 or 92.
I think just 90. Apenas.
Acaba de cumplir 90 or 91. 90. One of those two. I don't fully remember.
They just did a little birthday party for her. Yeah.
I was just like, you guys, like, I feel like, not to be fucked up, but I feel like people in our generations are not going to live as close to that. Like, I really don't think so.
I am.
Good luck, Charlie. All right. No, but like, I really don't think, I feel like it's even like, I think I've seen that it's like scientifically proven we're only going to last for like our 70s.
Hey, don't say that.
Knock on wood. No, literally, but like, I don't think our generation has like the strength that like our great grandparents had, because she's 90, you guys, and I saw her with so much fucking like energy.
Really?
Yes, like still looked super strong, and I could still have like full conversations with her, and like, I don't know, I think when I think of like 90, I just think like, I don't know, like you're just no energy, you can't really have a conversation, like, maybe just you just want to lay down. But no, I had full conversation with her. Like, yeah, she does need help like walking around, but like, just she has so much life in her that it made me so happy. Like, it's because I was kind of scared that I was like, oh, she probably is not gonna know who I am, or she probably won't remember seeing me, but like,
sí sabía.
Yeah, like everything. Oh, yeah, that's, it made me so happy. Cute. And like, yeah, it was really nice having both of them there.
That's crazy. I saw the video. My mommy sent me the video.
Oh, yeah?
Of, like, you reuniting with all of them. And when you gave our grandma and our great-grandma a hug. And I was like, oh,
who recorded it?
I think my tia Judith.
Oh, I need that video.
You haven't seen it.
No. It's just, I was literally living in the moment, you guys. Like, when I was there.
So much.
I didn't really use my phone. Yeah, I took pictures whenever I'd be, oh, wait, let's take pictures. But, like, I just took it all in while I was there. So, yeah. I haven't really seen anything.
I love that. I did see that video and I felt some type of way. I kind of feel like I was also there, just like living in the moment, watching. And I was like, oh, it's such a cute video.
And I got to meet my mom's brother and my mom's sister and her kids, which are my tía, my tío, and my primos.
Uh-huh.
2 years ago when I went to La Ciudad de Mexico for an event.
Oh, yeah.
But they went to go see me. We're at the event that I was at, and I just went out to go say hi to them. Uh-huh. And that meant so much to me. Like, aww. Even that, I posted it on Instagram. That's and right. Stuff.
You were like shaking to see them.
I was so excited. But like, to finally be able to spend time with them and like be there with them, like, it felt full circle moment. And all of them, I mean, they're all really busy out there and they all work. So it meant a lot to me that they all took time out of their day to like be there. Because My mom, my whole side of my mom's family was there.
Yeah.
And I just like sat down, I ate with them, and I was like,
oh my God, you saw my tío Isha.
I did, yeah.
Dude, that was my favorite uncle, because he would come, and my uncle would always take us in his camioneta, bump up the music hella loud, and he had like those airbags in the car.
Oh, he did. He had like the tires would be like,
they would be bouncing and stuff. Yeah. And we'd always, oh my God, he was my favorite uncle. He would spoil me and Louis when we were kids. He would take us to the theater,
bowling alley. Bowling. So we have so many memories with him.
He's so cute.
But I wasn't expecting to see him. So I went to my grandma's house where my mom was raised, because that was obviously very important for me to see.
Yeah.
And she was showing me like around, and the next thing you know, my uncle just says like, "Hijo," and I turn around, I was like, like immediate, like, because I wasn't expecting him to be there. So because he was working.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So when I turned around, I literally like ran up to him and I just gave him like a really big hug.
Oh my God, I'm crying right now. No way. I wonder like what he felt, because the last time he saw us, I was like 7. Mm-hmm. You were like 4.
Yeah, that's why I was like, he was like a little shocked. He's like, "You remember me?" And I was like, "Well, no shit." Well,
of course we're gonna remember you. Wait, no, you weren't that little. No, you were probably like 8, 9.
Yeah.
You're a good age to remember. Yeah,
but the last time he saw us, you guys, was like years ago. So like even me seeing him, like I was just like, "Oh my God." Like,
were you all tall? Like,
I think I'm a little taller than him, yeah. Aww. Yeah, so he told me, he's like, "Oh my God, you're so like big now." And I was like, "Thanks.
Thank you."
My butt grew too.
What's something that works so well that it's basically magic? Air conditioning, noise-canceling headphones, meeting-free Fridays. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to the other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I think my favorite thing about Shopify is that Shopify is there to help you at every stage of your business. So no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify makes it so easy to give you everything that you need, all the proper tools that you're going to need to successfully grow our business. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/pretty, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/pretty now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/pretty.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing 2-page articles titled, "How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
Okay, so how did it feel going to where my mom grew up?
Oh, that was like, okay, so that was the most exciting thing. So like,
that's crazy.
When I told a lot of like friends and stuff that I was going to La Ciudad de Mexico, I got so many recommendations of places to go visit and stuff, okay, which I appreciate and I love. But like the main thing for me for this trip, you guys, was to go to where my family is from.
You wanted to see our roots.
I wanted, like, that's, like, yeah, like, I wanted to go see the city and shit like that. But, like, that's, it really, like, in that moment, it didn't mean anything to me. Like, I was like, yeah, it's going to take me to, like, all these places, but like, I don't care. Like, for me, right, the reason I'm going is to see my family and to see where my family came from.
Aww.
So I wasn't going to be able to see my grandma's house because we were in my great-grandma's house. Oh. Y vive lejos de where my, it's like a, maybe like a 45-minute drive. It could be anywhere from 45 to an hour.
Because of traffic.
Yeah, and the traffic out there is kind of crazy, too. So, it's just because my abuelita was like, no, like, I want to take you. I want to show you. And I was like, really?
Aww.
So I didn't think I was going to be able to see. I just thought I was going to be able to see it from the outside.
Uh-huh.
But we went and, oh, my God, it, like, again, it's like that feeling of, like, full circle moment. Like, the whole time crazy. That I was there, you guys, I can just picture in my head, like, my mom was, like, walking around here. My mom was running around here when she was little. Like, I the whole time I was just, like, in awe, I guess you could say.
That's so cute.
And seeing how excited my grandma was to show me everything and then walking in and the first thing that I see is a picture of my mom.
Really?
Yeah. That, it made me so happy. I did. I have pictures of, like, all these things. And I saw it and I was just like, oh, my God. And, like, my mom, she said, I sent it to her. She said she was, like, 19 at the time.
Wow.
So I was just like, oh, my God, like. It was just so nice. And then my abuelita was just so excited to show me, like, everything inside. And, like, seeing her that excited made me even happier because I feel like the excitement was mutual.
Uh-huh.
Where,
like, they were super happy to see you, too. Yeah. And be with you.
She showed me, like, so many things that my mom has sent her, and she keeps everything from, like, everything. So she has... So I guess my mom, I don't know if you remember all those little albums that we have of pictures of us being little.
Uh-huh.
So she has the exact same albums. So I guess my mom would make two of them, one for us and one for her.
So she would send her the pictures.
Yeah, because she has all these pictures and she was like, do you want to take any of them? And I was like, oh, I was like, I have these exact pictures.
Yeah,
I was like, no, I was like, these are for you. I was like, yeah, I was like, my mom would fight me if I took them.
Yeah.
I was like, because these are, like, your pictures. But yeah, it was, like, super nice to see and her just so excited for me, like, around the house. And what was trippy was that, so my parents have always told us of how they grew up, you guys, and how close they lived.
They lived, like, super close, right?
But I don't know. I feel like my mind never really grasped how close they were until I was there. So the house, there is no space between the houses. They're like stuck wall together. To wall. Yeah, uh-huh. Like, it just looks like one huge building. But wall to wall, so it's literally my tia Lily.
Uh-huh.
There's this house in between, and then there's my grandma's house,
uh-huh,
and then it's Bolito's house. No, just kidding. There's one house in between each house. So it's my tia Lily, so it's the same road, right?
So my tia Lily lives there right now.
Mm-hmm. So where my tia Lily lives right now, so that's her house. There's a house in between, uh-huh, and then it's my grandma's house where my mom lived.
Uh-huh.
There's a little house in between, and then it's Bolito's house.
What?
Literally one house. But, like, where my tia Lily lives now, that wasn't in the picture back then.
Oh, so it's new, like a new little...
it just wasn't theirs.
Ah, okay.
So basically, you guys, it was... my mom's house, a house in between, and then my dad's house. Like, and one house.
And that's how they met, you guys, because they were neighbors. And they would have, like, neighborhood parties in G.
Yeah. And
that's,
like,
how they met.
It was just so cool to see because I don't remember how much we went into it when my parents were on the podcast, but maybe I think we did. They did talk about, like, how they met and stuff a little bit.
We can probably ask them. We'll get in it.
We can ask them again because I'm pretty sure they did talk about it a little bit, but... there were no cell phones or nothing back then. So, like, my dad said he would, like, hop out of his house and then, like, throw little rocks at my mom's window.
Throw rocks at her window, like, hello.
Yeah, so my mom would, like, come out. And then when my tío was there, he was telling me, he's like, yeah, he's like, I remember, like, your dad and your mom here, like, when they were, like, noviando.
Aww.
And I don't know, it just felt like I could see it all in my head. Now that I could visually see it, I could see it all, like, happening in my head. Like, I could feel like I could picture my parents. And then seeing the pictures of them being younger in that moment.
Oh,
yeah, like, yeah. So, like, beautiful. I felt like I could just picture everything. I took a real good look at the street. And, like, it's just, you guys, we have countless and thousands of stories of my parents growing up there.
Mm-hmm.
So to finally see it with my own eyes, but also be there, like, I was just like, wow, like, I guess the best way I could describe it is, like, if there's a fucking movie that y'all love watching and you're able to go on set of what the movie is, you're going to be like, wow, this is so cool. Or, like, how people go visit, like, where they film Twilight.
Yeah,
and they go see
all
that. I want to say it's like that, but just a greater feeling because it comes from your own family.
From your family. And, like, we didn't really have, like, there's pictures, but not, like, a lot of pictures to look, like, back on. Yeah, it's, like, just, like, kind of what we have in our thoughts. So then when... I'm pretty sure when they, like, put all those memories in your head and then you go see it in person, you probably felt some type of way.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. Yeah, like seeing.
Did you go see Polito's shop?
I did. Aww. So our grandpa from my dad's side, he used to work. He was a, what do you call him?
Shoe cobbler. Zapatero.
How do you call it in English? Is it
a shoe cobbler?
Shoe cobbler?
Uh-huh. Un zapatero. Well,
he was a zapatero. They arreglan zapatos and everything like that. And my dad learned it from my grandpa as well. Mm-hmm. So my dad does that as well. But my grandpa, he, I guess you could call it like their garage. It's not really a garage, but like it opens shop. Up like a garage. Yeah. Now it's like a shop. And that was his little, it's like his store where he would like fix things.
They called it a taller, right?
A taller, there you go. Taller. And it still says it right there. Oh, like it has like the name and it says like, I forgot exactly what it says, but then it says.
Zapateria Don Polo.
Yeah, there you go. Like that. And I was just like, oh my God. Like it made me so happy like seeing that and being, I went inside the little shop. Now it's my tia's nail salon.
Oh, really?
Like where she does nails.
Uh-huh.
But right outside my grandpa's house, this is where my dad grew up, you guys. There was a little sign that says Familia Castro.
Oh,
yeah. It made
did
me
you
so
take
happy.
Pictures?
I did, yeah.
Oh, my God, my heart, you guys.
Yeah. And then my mom lived there. So there's also so many stories of my mom and my dad in that house.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
My tia gave me a whole tour. I got to see, like, my grandpa's shop. I got to see where my mom used to live, where Yoatzy was raised.
When I was a little girl there.
Yeah, and they still have so many things. Like, they have this whole, like, where my mom's kitchen used to be. It was these two rooms, and there was, like, this where this kitchen used to be. There was these cabinets, and my tia showed me a bunch of, like, trastes that were your guys's. They're still there. They showed me a bunch of my dad's stuff. They showed me a dresser that was my dad's. Just, again, seeing and being there, I was just like, wow, like, this is so cool and like beautiful.
Insane.
Yeah, like just being able to walk around like the house and seeing everything, the kitchen, all the rooms, and like it was a full circle moment.
I get so sentimental just talking about like all of this stuff. It really does something to my heart just because my grandma and grandpa, they're no longer with us. They did pass a few years ago.
From
my dad's side. Yeah, they both passed, and like it's just some kind of like surreal feeling because we did meet them and we got to spend time with them because they would come visit us in the U.S. They would come a few times, and just like it's so crazy that you could finally visit their home and all of that. And oh, I'm jealous. I want to go. Hopefully I'm able to go. I'm trying to aim to go this year. So hopefully it works and then I could get a tour.
Yeah. No, but it was so like exactly how you described it. And they had like they have this whole ¿cómo se dice? It's just like, not a memorial. Was it a memorial?
I saw they had like our grandparents' pictures.
Yeah, they just have our grandparents' pictures and like all nice in the living room and stuff. So seeing them and just being there like definitely made me very emotional. Yeah. And I don't want to get like super emotional, but I kind of wish I would have gone sooner. And I wish I would have been there while they were still here with us. So I tried my hardest to not get emotional while I was there, but
yeah.
I felt that, like, I almost felt like my grandparents were, like, giving me a hug.
I was going to say, did you maybe feel their presence?
So when I felt their presence, because the whole time that I was there, I mean, I was so happy, but I did post a little video on Instagram and TikTok where my family surprised me with mariachi.
I started crying when I saw that video, to tell you. Yeah. I was with Alex and I saw the video and I got so many feelings. I just started bawling my eyes out. Yeah. It was so beautiful.
And I wasn't expecting. I was sitting down and then they're like, oh, we have a surprise for you. And I was like, well, what is it? Oh. And my aunt from my dad's side has been here a few times and we always like get them with like shots and we'll always be like, shot, shot. So I straight up thought they were going to come in with like a bottle and just be like, shot, shot. So I was like sitting there. I was like, what are they going to do now? And then when they pull up with the whole mariachi, I was just like, I've never had anybody send me mariachi, let alone like we've never really been around like mariachi unless we were like in a restaurant. So I don't know. It doesn't feel the same. Like it feels really crazy when it's like sent to you.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. But in the video, you can see like all of us dancing and having a great time. And I kid you not, like, I don't know. This is like, again, I don't know if I'm going to sound all stupid, but looking at like the pictures of my abuelitos, like I felt in my heart that like, so my grandma's smiling in the picture. Like, I almost felt like her smile just radiated more.
Aww.
Yeah, and it made me really happy that, like, I don't know, in a way I felt like it was their way of, like, just saying how happy they were that we were there.
I'm sure they were so happy that you were there.
And it was crazy how it happened, because my tia said they were going to do it another day, and it was supposed to be at my tia's house, but they ended up doing it at my grandparents' house, and that was, like, the best feeling in the world, because I was, like, unfortunately, like, I couldn't be here, like, while they were still here with us.
Yeah.
But being in their home and almost celebrating, like, while they're there.
Yeah.
Picture, at least. And, like, me being there, like,
I'm sure they were there.
It felt like a full moment for me. And I wanted to cry, but, I mean, I don't get emotional in front of people. So I just wanted to, like, stay strong. But it was such a, like, I couldn't have pictured it being any more perfect than being there.
I literally cannot wait. You have to take me,
Yeah, I'll give you the whole tour next time.
You're like, I got it. To my grandma. Like, follow me. Like, don't worry about it. I got it.
So the first day that I was there, I got to see both my grandma from my mom's side and then my grandma from my dad's side. And just with that, I was like, my trip's complete. I was like, bye.
I can go home now.
I know. I was like, thanks for money. Goodbye. No, there was still so much more.
That all happened the first night?
Yeah.
That's crazy. It was a jam-packed night.
Oh, no, just kidding. I'm lying.
Borracho.
No. I didn't get to see my grandparents' house from my dad's side where the mariachi happened until the next day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the first day was my tia Lily's house and my grandma from my mom's side, and then my great grandma's from my mom's side. Yeah.
And then I saw que anduviste with, like, my cousins or our cousins. I say my, like, if they're just mine, our cousins.
Yeah, it was so nice. My tia told me something that, like, really touched my heart.
What?
And, okay, so our tia from my dad's side has been here a few times, and, like, we've taken them to a bunch of places, and, like, you know, we try to make their trip feel well worth their time.
Yes.
So when I went over there, it was really nice that I feel like they went above and beyond for me, like, aww, being there. And my tia, like, I feel like, although it was so crazy, you guys, because although they've been here quite a few times, like, I feel like my tia's been here a lot, it almost felt like it was the first time. And my tia just the whole time was just like, I can't believe you're here. Like,
it's because it's crazy because that's, you know, their home. And to finally see you running around in their home, they're probably like, the fuck?
Yeah. And it was like, but what was really beautiful is, like, even being there without them pointing it out, I noticed that they have so many things of Yoatsi and I all over the house.
Really?
Yeah. And it made me so happy because, like, I don't know, I feel like, obviously, we are so thankful for all the love and support you guys give us. But that's why it always feels really special when we get to see you guys in person, or, like, when we took the dinner. Like, me and Yoatsi, I feel like we really take moments like that to the heart.
Yeah.
And I feel like, for example, when we did our Pretty Not Smart dinner and they brought us little gifts. Like, aww. I'm not saying if you didn't bring a gift that we're like, fuck you. No, your presence means so much to us.
It's like memories.
Yeah, but, like, seeing, like, some of you guys went out of your way to get us gifts, I was just like, oh, my God. Like, I was like, that is so thoughtful, sweet.
Yeah.
And so kind of, like, going to my tia's house, I know they have so much love and support for us. But being there and seeing, like, so they had, like, your lashes from your collab with Beauty Creations, like, in display. And, like, my tia Nayeli was like, I've never worn them. Not because I don't want to. She's like, I'm just scared to touch them. Like, so they have them, like, in display. They have my palette and, like, everything in display. They have, like, pictures of you when you did the picture with Herencia.
Oh, my God. Like, so
just
cute.
So many things of us everywhere. Our glasses from our Castro X dime collection.
Aww.
And to tell you guys, so the first night was a lot. So I got to see my grandma, my great-grandma from my mom's side, and then I went to go see my tia, and I stayed with them from my dad's side, and I got to get a tour of the houses that, like, I wasn't expecting this, but I bawled my eyes out. And I'm telling you guys, it takes a lot for me to cry, but I cried, like, there was so many emotions, and, like, it was all, like, good emotions,
so
though.
Beautiful.
And I cried because I was just like, wow, like, I know they're family, but to see them just love us so much and also support what we do, and, like, not only that, but be so proud of us.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes, and I'm sure a lot of y'all can relate to that, life goes really fast.
Yeah.
And sometimes, although there are things that we can all be proud of, I feel like we don't all take it in for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And although Yoatsi and I have both been very blessed to be able to do collaborations with these brands and stuff, like, it just, it works so fast. So, like, even when we're working on the back end, like, I know, like, when we drop something, it seems really fast, but like some of these things take years.
Takes so long to finally get it done and perfected mm-hmm. and out to you guys.
And I don't know, like I feel like not that we don't take it for what it is, but by the time we launch it, it's almost like, woo!
Like, we did that shit.
We launched it, but
it's done.
You don't really like, at least this is how I've experienced it. Like, I can't really take it for what it is fully. I think it's just more the excitement of it finally being out. But when uh-huh. you're working on these things, I feel like there's so much that goes into it that I personally feel like sometimes I don't get to fully grasp what it is that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But to be there and see it all, like, not only appreciated, but also have so much love, like, it made me be like, wow, like, they notice all these things and they appreciate it.
Appreciate the little things like
and
that.
Also, like, for you guys, thank you guys for, even if you haven't, like, purchased anything that we've done, but just watching us and, like, supporting us, it means a lot to us.
It really does. Not that long ago, I think when we launched our glasses, a girly posted, I think she had my lash collab, and she still had the box, and then she had your Beauty Creations collab, and then she bought our glasses. Mm-hmm. So she had like a little thing, and she still had all the decor, and I was like, yeah. So fucking cute.
Yes. No, that's how I felt. And then they even had like our merch and stuff from like years ago.
I love my family.
Yeah, and then, well, what my aunt told me, she was just saying like, she was just saying how proud she is of us, and then she was just saying that we're like she was like, how she say it? Like, basically, like, an honor to carry the Castro last name.
Aww.
Yeah, and just saying that.
Pues tenga hijos usted.
No, no, ya no.
Si no, ya no hay Castro.
And I told her, I was like, pues aquí acaba. I'm just kidding.
No, aquí se acaba.
I was like, he's acaba porque no va a tener hijos.
No, my kids are going to have Castro. No, they have to.
So, like, when she told me that, like, it made me feel, like, really nice just saying. Because unless I'm fucking dumb, but like in our little industry that we're in, I have not met another Castro.
Actually.
I know, they all fight me right now. Like, no, say? But like, because I feel like I've met a lot of people, but I feel like I don't, the last name Castro is not as common as I would think it is. And like, that's why every time I meet a few like of our supporters that are Castro, I'm like, where's the Castro?
And I'm like, I think we had a girlie from the dinner that was a Castro.
I think so too, right? Yeah. She was just saying,
I'm the Castro sister. Yeah. I was like, hello.
Yes. So I feel like whenever I do meet like another Castro, I always get like excited.
Yeah, me too.
But I have met a few Castros, but I'm saying like in the little like industry that we're in, like I feel like I haven't really. So I feel like whenever Yuati and I put Castro, like for example, Castro X Dime, I feel like it's easy for, you know, people to think about us.
Yeah, Castro.
Yeah, so I feel like, yeah, her telling me that made me really happy. And she's saying that we're keeping the last name alive and bringing a lot of, can we say, like, they're proud. And that we're bringing a lot of joy to the last name.
To the family. That makes me feel really happy. And me also too. Just because, you know, our family is so loving and, like, that little part of our family is literally just so loving. And it's just like an extension of our love, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, especially my tia Lily. Lily. She is my dad's sister, but I feel like she loves us like.
She treats us like her kids.
Yeah, like if we were her kids. Mm-hmm. She is so sweet and she's so loving. And I love her so much because she's my tia, but she reminds me of my grandma. Mm-hmm. She's like another extension to my grandma and my grandpa. And I just love my family.
And then it was funny because, they wear all their Castro stuff with, like, they're so happy about it. So, like, they have the Castro Sisters hoodies as well.
Yeah.
So, they'll be, like, they're walking around. People are like, wait, why does it say Castro? And they're like, ew. Like, they say, like, they, like, flaunt, like, obviously like, us.
We're Castro.
Yeah, because, like, they'll be like, well, they have, like, for example, the Castro X Dime and, like, the little C on the glasses and, like, everything. They're like, oh, yeah, like, the brand is Castro. Like,
es que no has escuchado de la brand Castro.
Yeah. But then I thought it was funny because, like, we have another little primita over there that she says, like, she'll wear it and that people will be like that she'll be like, oh, like that we're her cousins. They're like, no, they're not. Like that they don't believe her.
<I'm>
Like a lot of like our family, they'll be like, yeah, like they're our cousins. They're like, nah. Like
shut up.
I actually met a lot of like our primas friends because like,
oh, and they finally believed it.
Yeah, it was just like because they'd be flaunting like, oh, they're our cousins. They're like, no, they're not. And
then, yeah, they are.
Yeah, or they're like my tia too. My tia Nayeli was wearing like our Castro Sisters socks.
Oh yes.
So yeah, I don't know. I didn't even really think about it like how it was for them to like
because they're Castros. And,
wear it and be like, oh, like they're still using
more Castro merch coming soon then.
Ever. We just turn it to Castro not smart.
Castro not smart. Kept by the Castros.
Ever. No, yeah. So it was really cute.
I can't believe you're in Mexico.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, I have another question for you. This is all an interview style.
I know.
You are a guest. Say yes to the guest.
Y'all post a picture of me. I'm pretty nice, smart. Instagram.
Like, thank you, Louis, to coming like, for today's call.
I'll move to Mexico.
No. All right, here it is.
But.
Okay, it's okay if you don't want to answer, but I do want to know, since our grandparents, Mama Adela and Polito, did pass away, did you go visit them in the cemetery?
I didn't.
You didn't?
But there's like a, I know y'all get mad. We erased this whole episode.
What do you mean?
I know. I was really sad because, like I said, it was really important for me to see where my parents grew up in. But that was the second thing that I wanted
to do.
And I'm always very skeptical when it comes to bringing up my grandparents because of how sad it was for our family when they both passed away. And I think they were like a few years apart when they each passed away, and both times was very, very hard on the family, and especially my dad. And my dad's a very, very strong man. So to see my dad in such a vulnerable
state, it was hard to watch.
It was really hard. And I wanted to ask my dad, like, hey, do you think you can tell my tia Lily that I want to go visit my grandparents? But even that, I was really scared to bring up, like, I don't know, I don't want to cause any emotions, like, to my dad.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to bring it up to my tia when I was there.
Oh,
I was okay. I really because it was hard on the whole family, you guys, that I really was like, how do I like bring this up?
I feel like every time we talk about them, we cry.
Yeah,
like, it's really hard. It's really, really hard.
So I was like, I don't know how to bring this up, but I eventually found out how. I don't remember how I brought it up, but
got
I was just
the
like,
the courage.
Yeah,
to
I
do
like
it.
Literally like ripped off the bandaid because I think we were just talking, and I was just like, yeah, I was like, do you think we could go see my grandparents? And then she kind of got like sad.
Aww.
And then she told me that we basically couldn't because they're in Michoacán.
They're like really far, right?
Yeah,
I just put two and two together.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, they probably, because I think it's like a 6 to 8 hour drive.
It's like a 6 hour, I think so.
Drive, yeah. It's really far.
So I asked her, I was like, oh, like, can I go see my grandparents? And then she was like, oh, like, I really wish, but like, we don't have time. She was just telling me, she's like, I wish we had a few more days. She's like, I would have loved to take you. She's like, but it's like 6 hours, like, we wouldn't make it there and back.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh shit, I didn't realize. Like, well, I mean, I didn't know that they were that far. I thought they were there.
Because I think they're both from there, right?
Mm-hmm. They're both from there.
From Michoacán.
So, yeah, it makes sense because our family goes to Michoacán pretty often.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I just thought it was like family friends or something like that, but I didn't realize that it was because our family was from there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it made me sad that I didn't get to go see them. But, I mean, at least now I know, because I feel like if I would have never asked and I went thinking they were there, I would have felt really guilty and like sad, like I didn't get to go because I didn't bring it up. But
I think things happen for a reason. So I think just maybe next time you could go again and make like a whole trip out of it again, and then dedicate like a full time to go to Michoacán, and that could be a whole nother experience. Because I bet Michoacán is also, there's probably a lot to do over there.
They're telling me so many things about Michoacán, how much they love it. And so I mean, now it's another trip for me.
He's like leaving again next week.
I know. I'm like, bye, you guys.
And I think like all of this, like seeing Louis, I literally lived through Louis, like watching him do all of this. And I was, you literally have no idea how happy I was for you. Just thinking about you the whole time. I was actually mad you weren't posting shit.
On stories, huh?
Yes. I was so pissed. But I was like, I totally get it because I know he's living in the moment. Yeah. And I think I went to like 2 events without you, and they were like, where's Louis? And I was like, dude, he's in Mexico living his life. Like, he is not here right now.
Yeah.
And he's like, gone.
I wasn't using my phone. Like,
I
was using my phone to take pictures, but like, that was it. And then I was just like capturing a bunch of moments. So yeah, I'm like posting things now. So I'm sure by the time this is up, like, a lot of the content is already up.
Yeah.
So if you haven't watched it, go watch it, because I try to get a lot of content for
and he's going to post more.
Yeah, and I have a lot of content.
Yeah.
But it's just while I was there, I didn't post anything.
I'm really glad, though. I'm really glad you weren't on your phone and you soaked it up.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you did that.
I was like, I can post all of this later and right now.
Because Louis does that a lot when we go on vacations or, like, things like that. He'll be like, content, I need to post.
Yes.
And sometimes I'll be like, Louis, just breathe. Like, I feel like you definitely need to have at least once a year a vacation where you just do what you just did.
Yeah.
I think that's so beautiful and grounding and just like a break for yourself.
And I took.
I think you did so good.
Thank you. I took my vlogging camera and I was según gonna film. I was gonna try to like vlog it or like at least vlog like one of the things. But I just felt like it was gonna be like not disrespectful because I know my family would not mind at all.
Uh-huh.
But I just like, I mean, it's my first time there and like to have a camera and like I just, see, I felt like,
no, I get it.
Although it was gonna be beautiful to like have that memory as like a full video, because like I do feel a little sad that I wish I would have had it, but like I feel happier knowing that I was there and I got to enjoy it, because mm-hmm. it's a little awkward. Like I'm sure like if you guys like film or you guys like have YouTube channels or anything, you guys have a vlogging camera, it's very different than having a cell phone.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
very
yeah.
different. Uh-huh. And my camera's, I mean, it's a like small vlogging camera, but we have like an attached lens, so it looks pretty big. So to have that in people's faces sometimes can be a little like,
it's like a little intimidating.
Yeah, like obviously for like my family, they're not used to talking to a camera. So I just felt like communication might have been a little weird to have like camera me. Like see, it's not, you're not talking to me, you're talking to the lens.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like with our friends and with our family and our parents, like everybody's already used to it. So like, for example, if I go on a trip with Adam, like we're like, we like, almost we don't even it. See the camera anymore. Yeah, it's like we know we're talking to one another.
Uh-huh.
But to other people, like I'm sure if you guys are like a little bit uncomfortable being in front of the camera, sometimes things don't come out as genuine because you're like, oh, I'm talking to a camera.
You're
like,
worried about the
you're
camera.
You're worried. So I did take my camera, but I didn't film anything for my YouTube channel, unfortunately. But I did get a lot of content that it was easier to capture on my phone while okay. I was out there. So okay. I have pictures and I have TikToks and Instagram posts that will be out there. But
yeah, para la otra, when you go again, I feel like it won't be as like weird. It'll be a yeah. little bit more natural because ya sabes donde estás, yes. and you got a little more familiar with everybody. So maybe yeah. then you could vlog or something, another yeah. experience.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, this is my first experience and I wanted to like
soak it in
and then come back and make a video. So for my YouTube girlies, I'm sorry, don't fight me. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely will be back though.
You fucking have to.
I actually got this gorra from there.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, it's really Mexico. Nice. Is it's that real piel. Cow?
Yeah. Real piel. I'll turn into beef jerky.
Oh my God. How was like the money over there?
Ooh.
Was that like, how was it?
I'm kind of sad.
Everything's all expensive or what?
No, it's because I was supposed to bring like some cash back with me, but I ended up like switching it back to US dollars.
Ew,
and I was
why?
Like, it's because it was like a good amount of money, but I forgot to like keep at least like 20 pesos or uh-huh. 10 for like me. I have like coins, but like I really wanted to keep like
the dólares?
Yeah, but I forgot.
But how like, was mine. It? Were you all confused?
Kind of. So it's because I guess the money in Mexico fluctuates a lot. So right now,
El dólar es cuántos pesos?
16.
Damn.
Yeah.
It used to be 10.
Oh, really?
Like 11.
That's because it went down. My uncle was saying how it was a little higher, and it went down right now. So everything I would just divide by 16. So if it's because everything over there would be like 1,500 pesos or like 2,000 pesos. You just divide it by 16. And okay. I was like, oh, okay.
So you had your phone just like calculating.
Yeah, but everything was really inexpensive. So remember how you guys took me to those antiques? So I have like a little bar outside, you guys, that I really want to make like
Mexico. Oh my Mexico. God, yay.
I really like, even before I went to Mexico, like I wanted to make it like very like Mexican style, uh-huh. like silverware, I
like
guess.
Like the Clase Azul bottle.
Yeah, very things like that. But I wanted things that were made in Mexico. So we went uh-huh. to this one antique place and there were like a lot of like little trastes and stuff that were made in Mexico. And they were kind of expensive. How much did I pay for each? It was like $25 each.
Yeah, or more, bitch.
No, I want to say it was like 30.
Yeah, they were expensive.
The shot glasses.
Uh-huh.
So I bought these shot glasses that were made in Mexico and they were really pretty. Like they're really nicely painted, but I was like, fuck, it's expensive. But I really wanted things from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought them. But when I went over there, bitch, they're 10 times more beautiful. Like beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And they were like fucking $5.
Si quieres quebramos los de aquí.
I know. No, it was really inexpensive. So I bought so many things.
My God, yeah. Can't wait to see everything you bought. ¿Qué me trajiste?
Nada. I'm like, chocolates.
No, he's like, te traje a mí.
No, but one thing I will say, though, is I admire, and I mean, even living here, I've noticed it, like, I feel like Latinos are just very hardworking people, always, always. And even over there, it makes you sad, but it's also, like, just nice to see that we've always been like very hardworking. Like even our parents and our mm-hmm. great grandparents and everybody over there, like everybody's just hustling trying to make money.
Yeah.
While I was out there, like there was so many people like vendors and like just little puestecitos and people like their own shops, and like it's just everybody out there is working, and it made me sad, but it makes me happy to see that they were just all very hardworking, and they all work for what they have, and
everybody over there works really hard.
That's embedded in our heads.
I bet there was so much like culture for you. Were you kind of like in a culture shock?
Yeah, but it was so beautiful.
Oh my God, that's another big reason why I want to go, is to experience like all the culture of it, because I'm Mexicana and I love Mexico. I love everything about our culture and like just everything that Latinos stand for, Mexicans. I love it.
Yeah.
So I feel like being there would just kind of culture shock, because you get to see everything and directly from where we came from. Yes. So the reason why I haven't gone, no, you go ahead. I don't want to tell him anymore.
No, but I was going to say before you actually jumps into what she was going to say, like for all you fucking stupid pendejas que no se pito
a mano over there, what, but
that say like fucking no sabo, bitch, fuck y'all.
Why?
No, I kept like talking to people who were even part, who weren't even part of the family, and like people thought that like I had been going to Mexico for like years. They're like, oh, you speak really good Spanish.
Oh my God, I also wanted to ask about that. Yeah, how like, was it?
I think when I'm here, I don't know why I get in my head, but over there I was like in full on Spanish mode.
I feel like your Spanish, is really good. Like everyday vibes, even when you talk to my parents, your Spanish is really good.
Yeah, like, and like I was talking to so many people like that weren't like family or just like people casually, like our driver and stuff. And everyone was like, oh, like your Spanish is, because I told them, I was like, oh, it's my first time. Like, it's your first time. They're like, your Spanish is really good. Like, I thought you would like been here. So it made me happy, because I feel like here, a lot of these fucking putas are always like, no sabo.
Maybe they're just judgy here.
I know. No, literally, because like I was a little like, because I do speak a lot of Spanglish, but I was a little nervous thinking that like, fuck, my Spanish is going to be like, I mean, like really from bad. What I've heard here, like people say my Spanish is like not good. Like I'm a no sabo and shit. So I'm like, okay, cute. But when I'm over there, everybody's like, no, like you're literally fucking perfectly fluent.
Ya ves, vayan a México y pregúntenle.
Sí, váyanse para allá ustedes.
Ustedes son los que no saben.
For real. No, but yeah, that made me really happy, because I was just like, oh, okay. And I don't feel like I had trouble speaking Spanish. Like I was like, perfectly fine.
It would flow quickly.
Yeah, and I was able to talk to like anybody. I would go like to the little tienditas by myself and talk to like the people there. I would go to like the little tianguis and talk to everybody. Nobody was like, what? Or like look at me weird. I felt like,
¿y tú qué?
Yeah, like I felt like I was being treated as like any other person living there.
I love that. Do you think I have an accent when I speak Spanish?
No.
Yo tampoco soy no sabo.
Just kidding.
Like, never mind.
I honestly don't know. Like when people will have said that to me in the past, like I was just like, well, like why? Just because I feel like, see, we'll trouble like with certain words sometimes, but because I'm speaking Spanglish, but yeah, I guess we'll never know. But I feel pretty happy with my Spanish. So if you don't like it, go suck a dick. But what were you gonna say before I cut you off?
No more. I'm okay.
Thank you, everybody.
No, I was gonna think that the reason that I haven't gone to Mexico was, I think I have talked about this in the past, but I'm a DACA recipient. I have DACA. So if y'all don't know what DACA means, it's deferred action for childhood arrivals. So I was here, I got here when I was 2 years old. And basically I cannot go back. I can't leave the country unless I want to stay out of the country. And that has really, really just sucked with me growing up. There's so many obstacles and challenges that came with. But one of, I think, the hardest things for me is that I wasn't able to just go see my family when I wanted to, like when my grandparents, I wanted to enjoy my grandparents growing up, and luckily they did get to come a few times, but it's a little harder for them to come just because of like money reasons and stuff. But I wasn't able to go back, or even like when they passed away, I wasn't able to go to their funerals or anything like that. So I feel like that really, really sucked for me, and it has always sucked. And I think seeing Louis just like do that, I literally lived through him. So I was literally so freaking happy that he finally went and did it. But actually, to any of my DACA recipients out there, I just found out about this thing called, advanced parole. It's called advanced parole. And basically, the government gives you a permit to leave the country and you can come back. But it has to be if, like, you have a sick family member for work or for school. So if you want to go over there to learn Spanish, or if it's going to benefit your work, you just need, like, to document everything. You have to go through a lawyer to help you out. And then
you're basically asking for, like, permiso.
You're asking for, like, a permission to go back and then to go and then come back. So I'm actually in the works. I'm in the process of getting that approved. Hopefully everything goes good, and then I could go with you to Mix.
Oh, fingers crossed. Because obviously, like we said, Yoatzy was born over there. So they have a lot of memories about Yoatzy. Like Yoatzy lived there for, I want to say, like 3 years.
No, two.
It was three. No, what everybody said. They said it was three.
No, I was 2 years old. I came here in 1998.
You were about to turn three.
I was about to turn three. Yeah, but I was two. I literally was only there for like 2.5 years max.
Yeah, I think it would be very, I mean, obviously we would all love for you to come with. But everybody out there like remembers her. She was the first grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
She was the first grandchild from my dad's side. Like the first.
No, and my mom's side.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she was. The
first grandchild, period. Yeah, she was.
So everybody out there while I was out there just asks and has so much love for her that everybody was just asking about her and telling me so many stories about her. So it was really beautiful to, like, see the love that they have for her as well. Because
My tía Lily was like, aquí es donde se abrió la cabeza. Aquí es donde se quebró el dedo.
No, because a lot of shit happened to you, tía.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but it was beautiful to see the love that they have for her and all the stories. And I feel like literally the whole street knows Yoatsi. And also, really? I think your name is very unique that it's a name that they don't forget either. So she was the first. And then just everybody was always just asking me about her. And it felt really nice. And I know they would... Well, I mean, I know, and they also told me, like, how much they would love for Yoatsi to go visit.
One day.
Yeah. Fingers crossed one it will day. Be very, 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 very soon.
And hopefully, one day our government will get their shit together and give DACA recipients a visa or some shit. Because this shit fucking sucks. So hopefully they get their shit together and we get something. Yeah, fingers crossed.
I hope so. But that was my trip to Mexico, and I had a really great time. And I'm really so glad I got to experience that. And I wish I would have gone sooner, but, I mean, I was always a little nervous. And my parents obviously grew up there in a different time. Things were very different than what they are now.
Things are a little scary sometimes now.
Yeah, I did have a few little scares out there. Nothing crazy, but just something where I was like a little bit scared, but mostly because of the stories that I've heard from our family.
Yeah.
But I will say it's a lot different. I think it's, I wouldn't say it's a little safer than how it was before, but I'm really glad I got to go, and this is going to be the first of many because I will be going.
I will be back.
I will be going more often.
You should definitely make it like a yearly thing.
Yeah.
Where you go at least once a year, maybe more times, but definitely make it a yearly thing. Si Dios nos da licencia.
Y sí, si no, yo aplico.
Si no, yo aplico por mi licencia.
For real. But thank you guys for listening to this week's podcast. I enjoyed being a guest of Pretty Not Smart.
And thank you to Louis Castro for being a guest and telling us all about his Mexico experience.
She's like, all his socials will be down in the description box below.
We'll be posting all of his memories on our Pretty Not Smart Instagram.
Y'all post a picture of me. I'm like, thank you guys for having me. I posted on my story. I'm like, thank you guys for having me.
A little boomerang. Thank you for having me.
I'm like doing like a peace sign.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. We'll see you guys on the next one. Bye. Bye.